ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात दिशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्ट की। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11. Chapter is entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, text number 43. Grihitta para padabhyam सहोलांगुलम अच्युत भ्राम इत्वा कपित्ताग्रे प्राहिनद्गत जीवितम् स कपिद्भिर् महाकाय आत्मानै पपातः गृहीत्वा कैप्चरिंग अपरपादाभ्यं विद द हिंड लेग्स सह एलोंग विद लंगुलम द टेल अच्युतः कृष्ण द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड ब्राह्मयित्वा ट्विर्लिंग अराउंड वेरी सीवियरली कपित अग्रे ऑन द टॉप ऑफ ए कपित ट्री प्राहिनात थ्रू हिम गत जीवितम लाइफलेस बॉडी स दैट डीमन कपितई विद द कपित ट्रीज महाकाय assumed a great body patmanai and while the tree fell down papatah he fell down on the ground he fell dead on the ground translation and purport by his divine grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation thereafter Sri Krishna caught the demon by the hind legs and tail hind thereafter Sri Krishna caught the demon by the hind legs and tail and thrilled the demon's whole body very strongly until the demon was dead and threw him into the top of a kapita tree which then fell down along with the body of the demon who had assumed a great form Purport. Krishna killed the demon in such a way as to get the kapita fruits to fall so that he and Balaram and the other boys could take advantage of the opportunity to eat them. The kapita tree is sometimes called as Kotobela phala. It's a Bengali term. Somehow it is used. So it's like a wooden apple. Different kinds, not the original, that the normal wooden apple. It's a different kind of bell. The pulp of this fruit is very palatable. It is sweet and sour, and everyone likes it. Mukham karati vachalam pangul langhai te giring jat pipatam aham bande shri guru natarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram. So tomorrow is a very auspicious divine appearance day of Srimati Radharani. I think this is the most important day for the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that devotees of Vishnu are known as Vaishnavas. Devotees of Krishna are known as Kaushinya. And devotees of Radharani are known as Gauriya. So, we are the worshipper of Radharani. So that is the strong feeling and sentiment of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the verse is also about Vrindavan. In the previous chapter, Jamalurjuna tree were delivered and the elderly cowherd men, they are in anxiety. That in Mohavan, Gokul, lot of demons are coming. And they are coming to kill Krishna and Balaram. And they are in anxiety. What to do? And it is coming regularly. In Bhagavatam, we hear the names of some demons. Because if Sukadev Goswami talks about all the demons, then for that we need a separate Bhagavatam itself. So many demons. At least every day, at least 3 demons is to come. Just like we chant 3 times mantra, na, Jasastri Sandha. So Kamsa used to send 3 demons every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, also in the evening. And I was hearing an analysis, very interesting analysis. Krishna engaged this activity of Kamsa also into Krishna consciousness. How? Because all of you know Krishna goes to the forest and he takes breakfast there, takes lunch there also, then he comes back. So what time Krishna should take breakfast with the cowherd boys, there is no wristwatch available. How to check the time? So morning time, when a demon used to come, Krishna used to kill him, and that was the breakfast time. After that, afternoon time, another demon, kill that demon, and that is the lunch time. And in the evening time, another demon, kill that demon and go back. That was the life. We feel very happy because we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Brajavasis were in extreme anxiety. Lesson to be learned from this is that if we are here in this material world, even in Braj, even if Krishna is there, anxiety will be there. We cannot have anxiety-free life. Prabhupada said, when you take that anxiety for Krishna, that is the perfection of our anxiety. Why we glorify the anxiety of Brajavasis? Because they are in anxiety for Krishna. That's why it is glorious. When Nanda Maharaj came to meet Vasudev to pay tax also to Kamsa, then Vasudev told Nanda Maharaj, because Vasudev had all the information about Kamsa's plan to send demons and kill Krishna. So indicated that there will be some danger in Gokul, go back quickly. As soon as Nanda Maharaj heard this message from Vasudev, he was in anxiety, not for himself. Immediately started thinking, what will happen to Krishna? He started thinking about the protection of Krishna. So in the same way, we should be in anxiety for the protection of our Krishna consciousness. We should be always in anxiety that Krishna consciousness should not be attacked by the demons. And what are the demons? Different kinds of anarthas in our heart. So this is the same journey, Krishna conscious journey. So demons are already there in our heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, each demon of Vrindavan represents one kind of anartha. So here, one demon has been explained. That is Vatsasura. Demon in the form of a calf. So first demon came in the form of a lady, in the form of a mother, while Krishna was in Gokul. Then when attack was very frequent, they decided it's not a good place, better go to Vrindavan. They changed the place. If there are some difficulties, better to change the place. Prabhupada explains, if we cannot preach so much in one place, go to other place. There is no scarcity of place in the world. We should not stick to one place. Because Mahaprabhu predicted that in every town and village all over the world, holy name should spread. And Prabhupada somehow could not become so much successful in India, and he chose America to start the Krishna consciousness movement, and he was successful. So in that context, Prabhupada was telling that. Mahaprabhu, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was heavily criticized in Navadvip, Mayapur. He left that place. And he came to Jagannath Puri and he started his preaching mission in South India. So whatever he could not do there, he did it in South India, another parts of India. That is called the intelligence. We have to know utility is the principle, preaching is the essence. And we should know where we can preach effectively. And Mahaprabhu did not preach in Bengal, but he sent Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu became successful to preach. So different people have different roles to play. So Prabhupada preached in the West and he sent his Western disciple to India to preach Krishna consciousness in India. Everybody has the opportunity to serve. So point to be noted here is that when there is some disturbance in our Krishna conscious life, that place should be avoided. Whatever is unfavorable should be rejected. Whatever is favorable should be accepted. So here, Nanda Maharaj was advised by Upananda to leave this place, Gokul, and go to Vrindavan. Not go to Vrindavan, come to Vrindavan. And they came to Vrindavan, but problem continued. So we should not think that if I change the place, problem will be there. Wherever you go, problem will follow. Only variety will change. In Gokul it was Putana. In Vrindavan, Vatsasura. The flavor changed, but the problem continued. So problem will be there in our Krishna conscious journey. We cannot escape problem. But we should not fix our consciousness into problems. We should focus on our goal and deal with the problems in a Krishna conscious way. That is the spiritual journey. But somehow, when problems come, we become focused about the problems and solving that problem. And solving problem becomes the goal of our life. Problem solving is not the goal of our life because problem will continue to be there. But if we forget the goal, then problem solving becomes the goal of our life. And most of the people in this world do like that. They think solving problem is the goal of our life. But we have a very nice goal. What is the goal? Aradha Bhagavan Vrajasa Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramma Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Varganaja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Premapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Napara. Mahaprabhu has given a very sublime process and sublime goal also. What is the goal? Premapumartha Mahan. The goal of our life is to awaken love of Godhead. That is our goal. And how we can do that? Sadhana bhakti teke hoy roti rudai, roti garo hoile prem nam kai. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, prema, the love of Godhead, is not an automatic thing. It's not that one day in the morning somehow, by the providence, you wake up and love of Godhead is manifested in the heart. It's not going to happen. Unless it's an exceptionally kripa siddhi. But the normal process is that, sadhana bhakti teke hoy roti rudai. When you practice very sincerely, then rati, attraction, attachment, asakti will manifest. And from asakti, bhava, and then prema. Ado saddha tata sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya anartha nibriti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, then prema. It's a process, it's a journey. And everybody has to go through that. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur takes us into that journey, the internal journey of the soul, starting from Shraddha to Prema. And on that, the greatest obstacle is overcoming the anarthas. And to overcome anarthas, our acharyas are explaining, it may take long, long time. It may take many lifetimes also. But it can be done very quickly, provided we desire that. If we desire very strongly, then anarthas also will go away. And what is the price of that desire? We have to have very strict sadhana bhakti. Strict sadhana bhakti will lead to anartha nibriti. And another caution is no Vaishnava aparad. Strict sadhana and no offense. These two parallel lines will make sure that our heart becomes pure. So Krishna came to Vrindavan along with Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, other cowherd men and women, and they settled down in Vrindavan. And Krishna, while coming from Gokul to Vrindavan, he saw the beautiful forest of Braj. And he was very attracted, because the forest of Vrindavan is very, very attractive. So he started thinking that I have to come to the forest. So Krishna developed the desire to enter into the forest. But he is a child. And the business of the cowherd men is to take the cows to the forest for grazing, herding. So Krishna gave a proposal to Nanda Maharaj that I am a cowherd man, although I am a small boy, but I have to be trained up. I have to take the charge. Succession plan. So we are getting old, so I should take charge of the cows. But Mother Yashoda was not willing. How come Krishna will take the cows? He's a child, he's a small boy, he still takes my breast milk. How we can take cows to the forest? Argument was going on between Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Then Krishna intervened. He said, no, I'll go. Don't worry, I'll not go alone. I'll go with Balaram, I'll go with all the cowherd boys. And I'll not go very deep into the forest. So I'll manage. Don't worry, have some confidence in me. So okay, what to do now? Krishna was very desperate, almost crying. So Mother Yashoda said, okay. But she was in anxiety. He said, how come you'll go? Your feet are very tender, very soft. There are a lot of pebbles, thorns in the forest. You must wear shoes. And Mother Yashoda brought one pair of shoes for Krishna. Then Krishna said, my dear mother, we are the servant of the cows. Cows are the master. And I am the servant of the cows. That is the mood Krishna is explaining to Mother Yashoda. He said, if you give me the shoes, no problem. If the servant gets the shoes, master also should get the shoes, at least. So you know that Nanda Maharaj has 900,000 cows. So 900,000 multiplied by 4. So many number of shoes. 36 lakhs. So Mother Yashoda said, I don't have so many shoes. So she gave up. But when this conversation was going on between Krishna and Mother Yashoda, the cows were hearing. Then cow started thinking that Mother Yashoda is the mother of Krishna. She is so concerned about the protection of the tender like feet of Krishna. We are also his mothers. We should also do something. Krishna loves us so much that he doesn't want to wear shoes because we are not wearing shoes. So there should be a reciprocation. We should do some service. So at night time, what did these cows do? They use their strong hooves and break. They broke all the pebbles into dust, like a powder. So in that way, the cows reciprocated. And that's why there is no pebble in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan. So mother cows did their service so that Krishna has a feeling of soft, tender, like dust of Vrindavan. And there is no problem, even if he does not wear the shoes. So when Krishna was taking the cabs, because it was told to him that you cannot take the cows directly, cows are big, you have to be trained up first. So start with small cabs. So that is the system. Everything needs a process. You cannot take big things directly. Slowly, slowly, responsibility should be given. Right? So Krishna is also showing by his own example. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is not taking charge of the cows directly. First is calves. But first day, when Krishna was going, the Brajavasis were in big separation. Because they cannot live without Krishna for a moment. And Mahaprabhu has explained that mood in the 7th verse of Sikkhastakam. Jugaitam nimeshena chakshusha pabrisaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. That is the mood. This is the Vipralambha mood. Mahabhav, this is the mood of Mahabhav. You know, there are 9 levels of bhakti, but prema is also different levels. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava and mahabhava. This mahabhava is the property of the gopis primarily, and some cowherd boys also have that. So this mahabhava is expressed by this mood, vipralambha. Separation. Love can be at 3 different levels. Love in union, love in separation, and love in rejection. So generally people like to be united. But Krishna gives the separation to intensify that love. Unless you have separation, intensity is not there. If you are always are with the beloved, then familiarity is there. So intensity of love increases when the lover and beloved are separated. So Krishna wanted to give that experience to the Brajavasis. So when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, the Brajavasis were devastated. They are devastated. But Krishna told, don't worry, I'll come back. I have a mission in Mathura. After finishing my mission, I will come back. The gopis were simple-hearted ladies, so they accepted Krishna's proposal that Krishna will come back. Although it was very painful for them, because they cannot experience, they cannot tolerate the pain of a moment of separation from Krishna. But now Krishna is going away from Vrindavan, it's very painful. But Krishna told he'll come back. But Krishna did not come back. Why? People ask question. Krishna promised, but he did not fulfill that promise. Why? There are many reasons. So Krishna killed Kamsa. then mission was over. Then he wanted to come back. But the devotees of Mathura, they said to Krishna that you killed Kamsa. Wonderful. But because of Kamsa, all other demoniac kings were under control. But now Kamsa is gone. Now these other demoniac kings will become very powerful. And they will attack Mathura. As soon as they will get the news that Kamsa is killed, they will attack Mathura. So what will happen to us? Now during Kamsa's ruling, we are alive at least. Now the demoniac kings will start attacking Mathura, then we will be killed, we will be finished. So in order to protect the devotees of Mathura, Krishna did not go back. Then second question may come, Mathura and Vrindavan are not so far. Why Brajavasis did not go to Vrindavan to meet Krishna? No. Why not Brajavasis did not go to Mathura to meet Krishna? Krishna didn't want to show to the demoniac kings that he is connected with the Brajavasis. Because if they know that Krishna is still connected with the Brajavasis, they will attack Vrindavan. But Krishna is in Mathura, so how we can protect the Brajavasis? So in order to protect the Brajavasis, Krishna completely separated himself from the Brajavasis for the protection of the Brajavasis. So Krishna was always in that mood, how to protect the Brajavasis. He was always in the thought of Vrindavan. But somehow Krishna did not come back. And what was the situation of the Brajavasis, especially the gopis? They started thinking, what is the use of our body, of this life? Better to give it up. Better we should die. What is the use of life if Krishna is not there? But they started thinking, if we die, but Krishna will come back. He said he will come back. And after he comes back, and if he sees that we are not there, he will also have pain. So we don't want to give pain to Krishna. We only want to give pleasure to Krishna. That's why you should be alive. So it is very difficult for the Brajavasis, the gopis, to remain alive. And it is also difficult for them also to die. What they can do? They cannot live, they cannot die. They can only cry. That is the mood of the Brajavasis. Crying for Krishna in separation. And that is explained, that mood is explained in this verse. Jugaitam nimeshena chakshusha paprisaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. And this separation is very intense separation. A moment of separation is like a juga. An union of a juga is like a moment. That is the symptom of Mahabhava. One moment of separation is like a juga. An union of a juga is like a moment. That is the symptom of Mahabhava. Love in separation. And this mood is escalated in the 8th verse of Sikkhastakam. That is love in rejection. Aslishava padaratang pinastumang adarshanang marmahatang karatuba jatha tathava vidadhatu lampato mat prana nathastu saiva naparaha. Whatever you do, whether you embrace me, reject me, I have no problem. Whatever gives you happiness, that is my happiness. And this verse is exclusively for Srimati Radharani. It is explained, if Krishna rejects Radharani and goes to another gopi, and if that gives pleasure to Krishna, that gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. That is called love in rejection. And only Radharani can do that. Even if she is rejected, she continues with the same loving spirit with Krishna. And that is the epitome of love of Godhead. And nobody can match that love. Only Radharani can experience that level of love. and that's why she is the topmost devotee of Krishna. That's why Krishna is attracted by that devotee. Krishna attracts everyone as Madan Mohan, and Krishna is attracted by that personality because of this love, who is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. So here, coming to the point, that when Krishna was herding the cows, calves in the forest, so one demon came in the form of a calf, Vatsasura. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this demon represents wickedness. Wickedness, not weakness. Wickedness. Deceitful nature. We may have anarthas, but deceitful nature, wickedness has to be killed. If we have wicked nature in our heart, that has to be killed by Krishna. So Vatsasura represents that. He came, although he is a demon, he came in the form of a calf. Internally, he is a demon, but externally, a very wonderful person. So that is the symptom of a demon. Inside something, outside something else. But Vaishnavism means simplicity. What is the meaning of simplicity? Inside and outside should be the same. Prabhupada said, what is the symptom of a Brahmana who can tell the truth to the enemy also? That is the symptom of a Brahmana. So Vaishnava is also very simple. He is very straightforward in his dealings, not diplomatic. Prabhupada said, diplomacy can be engaged in the service of the Lord, but it should not be applied in the dealings with the devotees. But because of the anarthas in our heart, we also become diplomatic in our behavior. Why? Because we have our own ambition. In order to protect our position, in order to fulfill our ambition, we change our behavior. Something is inside, something else is outside. I don't like that person, but I say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, I like you so much. So that is not a good way of dealing with the Vaishnavas. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they said that simplicity is Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism means we have to be simple. But here, this Vatsasura came in a different form, in the form of a calf, which is very, very wonderful form. But Krishna understood. You can cheat everyone. That calf looks exactly like the calf, all other calves. But Krishna, while he was looking at that Vatsasura, he could notice this is not the part of this group. He is different. He is a demon. So we may cover up to all the people, but we cannot cover up our anarthas to Krishna. Krishna will identify. So it should be very carefully handled, that anartha should not be covered over. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Guiham Akkhati Pichati. We have to reveal our heart in confidence. There must be at least one person in our life to whom we can disclose our anarthas. In Kali Yuga, to have trust is very difficult because nothing is confidential, especially in the modern days. As soon as I say, Prabhu, don't tell anyone, after 1 minute, it is all over the world. That's why people don't like to share hearts. Trust. is very, very difficult thing to build. You can build the skyscraper building. You can build wonderful structure, but building trust needs high quality human beings. It's not so easy. So as a spiritual community, Prabhupada used to say, we should have the community based on love and trust. Very, very difficult. So trust has to be there. If there is no trust, there cannot be any relationship. So this anartha of deceitful nature has to be identified and has to be killed by the intervention of Krishna in our life. So Krishna could identify Vatsasura, and what he did? He is very expert in killing demons, because in Vrindavan he did not use any weapon. Weapon is not allowed in Vrindavan. But killing demon is also necessary. So Krishna used different means to kill demons. Putana, sucking the breast milk, killed. Putana was killed. So here it is written, it's a hind legs, right? No? Hind legs. Hind legs is the back portion of the animal. And also the tail. He grabbed expertly. And he span like this. And it is explained by the acharyas, he did it with left hand. Always Krishna wants to show that you are very insignificant. So he did it the left hand, and by while he was spinning, that Vatsasura was dead. But Krishna wanted to enjoy that fruit. He said, now how to take that fruit from the tree, because a long tree. So he threw that demon on the top of the tree, dead. Then the demon fell. It is explained somewhere the tree also fell, and somewhere it is explained the fruits fell. And that fruits are used for playing also and eating also. Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, this fruit is very, very tasty, very palatable, and everyone likes. In Bengal it is very famous. It is called Kodbel. Kodbel. It is also explained in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Dhruva Maharaj was also eating this fruit while he was fasting. So Krishna engaged that demon also in the service of the devotees, and plucking the fruits was done by Vatsasura. So fruits fell down and they enjoyed the fruit. So lesson to be learned, that difficulties will be there, tribulations will be there, challenges will be there, calamities will be there. But what is the beauty of a devotee? That more calamities, more challenges, more difficulties, they take more shelter of Krishna. They become more and more Krishna conscious. That's why Krishna gives trouble. So I'll make a small analysis that how the troubles, problems are integral part of our life for everyone. Ordinary human beings, a sadhaka, a siddha, a premika bhakta, and also the eternal associates of the Lord. The troubles are the integral part of our life in this material world. Nobody can escape that. And there is a purpose behind that. So in this world, we are in trouble. Padam padam jat vipadam, every step there is a danger. Why? Because everything is temporary. Dukkha alayam asasasam. That is the philosophy. So we have to go through this trouble because everything is temporary, and whatever is temporary is not palatable. It is miserable. Everything will be taken away in due course of time. That's why we have to go through trouble, karma. Because of karma, we have to go through trouble. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshasyami mā śucyah. So Krishna says that if you surrender unto me, then no misery. I will take all your miseries. But it happens when you are fully surrendered. The miseries will go away completely when someone is fully surrendered. 100%. And that happens at the level of ruchi. At the level of ruchi, saranagati or surrender is complete. But even at the level of full surrender, subtle desires are still there. Gross desires are all gone. But still there is subtle desires. When someone fully surrendered, Krishna takes full charge, then what he does? He gives more trouble. Why? Unless we go through trouble, we will not become detached. Detachment comes from pain. So Krishna gives pain in our life when he takes full charge. Why? Whatever subtle desire we have, subtle attachment we have, that has to be gone. And Krishna does that. Then our heart is completely pure. Love of God has manifested. Then what Krishna does? Krishna gives more trouble. Why? To intensify the love. And when love is completely intensified, then Krishna gives more trouble. Why? To show the whole world, see how a pure devotee responds during the time of difficulty. Prabhupada says, the greatness of a person has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. The greatness of a person is tested when there is difficulty in his life. The character of a person has to be tested when he is in difficulty. Unless someone is in difficulty, the character cannot be understood. If everything is good, comfortable, you cannot understand the character. So difficult time, the character will manifest. That's why one famous leader of the world said, if you want to know the character of a person, give him power. Because unless you are qualified, it's definite that you will misuse the power. That's why difficulty is very, very important in our life. Because difficulty, tribulation will give rise to divine qualities. And that's why Krishna gives difficulty to the devotees so that all the wonderful qualities of a Vaishnava are manifest in the character of that devotee. And that is the merciful nature of Krishna. And he shows that mercy by putting his devotees into difficult situation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाय. जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय. सो आई एम 5 मिनट्स लेट. सो प्रभुपाद डिसिपल्स आर सिटिंग हियर. एनी कमेंट, क्वेश्चन, करेक्शंस, यू कैन डू दैट. या Krishna has 2 features. Krishna as Brajananandan Krishna in Vrindavan, and Krishna as Vasudev Krishna. So 2 Krishna appeared, you know, on Janmashtami. I don't know if you discussed here or not. There's a common understanding for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but for the general public is a very secret thing. People know that Krishna was born from the womb of Devaki and that Krishna was transferred to Gokul. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas are explaining 2 Krishna were born. From Devaki, Vasudev Krishna was born, and from Yashoda, Yashoda Krishna was born. So that Yashoda Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. when Krishna came, when Akrura came to took away Krishna, Yashoda Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna stayed back. Because by the Jogamaya potency, although Krishna was there, gopis were thinking, Krishna used to come and meet them, but they used to think that it is a dream. Krishna is always there in Vrindavan. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. But to give that feeling of separation by the arrangement of the Jogamaya, Krishna was not visible to the Vrajavasis. Sometimes he used to come, goes back. But Vasudev Krishna left when Jamuna river took bath. Yashoda Krishna stayed back. Vasudev Krishna came to start his mission in Mathura. Yes.
So when you're troubled, like constant trouble, so many people, so he was actually doing them a favor.
Yeah. It has a multi-purpose. Kansa, yeah, it is good for Kansa also. When, it's a beauty, when Kansa became very merciful to the first son of Vasudev, he said, first son is not the cause of my problem. Eighth son, so take back first son. As soon as Kansa became very nice, red flag for Narad Muni. He said, Kansa became good? Problem. Immediately came back to Mathura and started talking to Kansa. What you are doing? You don't know? All the demigods appeared. All you are seeing, all are demigods. And they are always having meeting how to kill you. And you don't know the mathematics of the demigods. You are thinking this is the first son. If you count from this side, this is first. If you count from that side, that is eighth. You never know which son is the eighth son. Don't take chance. So you may think, how come? He is doing good job and Krishna, Kamsa came to fan the demoniac propensity of Kamsa. Why? Because Krishna wanted to deliver, Narad Muni wanted to make sure that Kamsa is delivered very quickly. Because if Kamsa is killed, then Kamsa will be delivered. All other people, Mathura, will be protected. So Krishna does so many things at a time. Multi reasons.
Multitasking.
Yeah, he's an expert manager, no? He can do any kind of task, any number of tasks at a time without any management meeting. Hare Krishna. What?
Hello. Is there any difference
between Jagannath Puri and Krishna? Yes. Definitely. It's a big, it's a strong connection. Jagannath is Krishna in separation from Vrindavan. That is Jagannath. I could not understand what he's
talking.
That is not Gupta Vrindavan, that is Vrindavan. Gundicha is Sundarachal, that is Vrindavan. The Sri Mandir, the temple is Dharaka. So Ratha Yatra means taking Krishna from Dharaka to Vrindavan. And how Krishna went from Dharaka to Vrindavan, that is also explained. It's a big pastime. How you see it? When Mahaprabhu saw, Mahaprabhu saw as Samsundar Krishna. But in the mood, he is in Dharaka. Yes. But he saw Krishna, he saw Jagannath as Samsundar Krishna.
He,
You ask question. What is your question? Jagannath is Krishna. What is the problem? He is Krishna. His form is different form. That's it. When Krishna felt separation from Vrindavan, his body became deformed in ecstasy. And that form is Jagannath. So he is Krishna. Jai Jagannath. Hare Krishna. So we'll end the class now because time is going out. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.